to the guest line and talk to our next guest. He's a Super Bowl MVP, also in the Ring of Honor for the Washington Redskins, and he's got a great promotion going on. And for all the listeners out there, if you ever wanted to catch a pass from a Super Bowl champion, well, now you can, because a teammate of two legendary QBs in the second annual Dare to Care Bowl. Mark Rippon and Doug Williams will be the quarterbacks in this flag football game for charity. Anyone who makes a $500 donation to the Heart Health Foundation will get to play in the game, which is set for April 6, 2014 at Navy Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. There'll be a tailgate party and obviously sponsorship opportunities. All you have to do is go to www.hearthealthfoundation.org. So let's go out to the guest line. Welcome in one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. I always bring up the story. I saw him at the Pontiac Silverdome launch a ball 80 yards in the air for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was amazing, and why I wanted to be a quarterback. So let's say hello to Doug Williams and welcome him to the show. How you doing, Doug? Good to talk to you again, bud.
I'm doing good. I tell you what, when you play that kind of music, Hail to the Redskins, you can see my grin from ear to ear, man. That's a great song.
Well, I'm sorry, Pat.
I got to talk about the song for a second. Dougie, before we get to the other stuff, we play the song to honor you, but you and I both know when we put it on, Bruce Allen stopped looking at his computer and stood and faced his father and saluted.
Hey, look here. And you know what? You're probably right.
There's no doubt.
I don't blame him, though. I probably would have done the same thing.
Well, how does it feel for you to return to the Washington Redskins? Now an executive there with the Washington Redskins. Got to feel pretty good. You've got an interesting career, Doug. I got to be honest.
You know,
coaching
what?
In college,
you know,
everywhere.
Right. You know, when I look back, man, and I think about when I first came here in 1986 and, you know, how fortunate I was and to come back in 2014 and be a part of this organization, man, I'm going to use the old slogan that Coach Rob used to use all the time, is that I'm the luckiest man in the world, you know, and I feel good about being a part of the organization again.
Well, you and Rip are going to be throwing balls at these guys. Now, who's gonna blow up these receivers that paid money to get rocked by your passes?
Well, you know what? We might let the young guy throw most of them. I'm giving him that number. No, but I tell you what, last year we had a lot of fun. You know, so Roger Staubach was there. We was at Navy Stadium. You know, Roger had a lot of great days at Navy Stadium. He had a great day that day because one of his teammates, this is the honest good Lord truth, his teammate, 70 years old, made a diving catch. I'm on the other sideline saying, what the heck is he doing?
A diving catch at 70, yes.
Yes. But, no, it's a great day. You know, we had a lot of fun, all the guys and girls and guys, young guys who paid to play in the game, because it's about fun, but it's also about helping the cause. You know, Dare to Care, Heart Health Foundation has done a great job, and I'm glad I met Dr. John Martin and become a part of it, because I think it's a worthy thing, especially African-American. You know, when you talk about strokes, you talk about heart attacks, you know, we are a large number of people that have had those year in and year out. So it's good to have preventive care, and I think that's what we're doing, is making sure you got an opportunity to get a free screening.
And yeah, encourage all the listeners. All you have to do is go to www.hearthealthfoundation.org. And maybe just talk about that. I mean, did they approach you? How did you get involved in this organization to begin with, in this great opportunity for fans?
Well, you know, James Harris, Shaq Harris, now we have our foundation. And, you know, we started the Black College Football Hall of Fame down in Atlanta. And we invited Dr. Martin to come to the event, and him and I got to talking. We started sitting down, we talking, and I thought it was a great idea because, number one, my oldest brother, over the last 4 or 5 years, has been going in and out of the hospital, you know, doing some procedures on his heart. And you know, when things touches home to you, you want to make sure you know all you can about certain situations, and if you can put out a helping hand, you can do that. And I think all of us who's been fortunate enough to be able to do some things in life, we ought to be able to give back and encourage people to do some things to take care of their lives.
Now, Dougie, you bring up my friend Shaq Harris. James and I shared an office basically for years, and I consider him one of my best friends and a great guy. But Jimmy introduced you as the man who threw the ball 80 yards. I'm going to introduce Shaq as the man who threw the ball 100 yards.
Hey, the good thing about that, we both was coached by Eddie Robinson, and we both got that old grandma spirit, and we know how to get it done.
Yeah, you do.
There's no doubt. Well, I bring that up all the time on the air, Doug. No lie. I'm at the Pontiac Silverdome. I saw you launch that ball 80 yards. And I looked at my dad. I want to do that. I could never throw it as far as you, for God's sake, though. There's no doubt about that. But really, you were influential in my life, and I'll just be the first one to tell you that. I brought up your interesting career. You actually coached at Grambling State after Eddie Robinson.
Yeah. Twice.
I mean, just talk about it. You got such an interesting career.
The last time
career,
I got
though.
Ran out of there. Hey, look, I walked away one time, got ran out the second time.
There'll be no third.
No, it won't be a third. I can promise you that.
Hey, Doug, with all your background in quarterbacking and world championships, give us your thoughts on where Robert Griffin is. He's your guy, and you got, as he goes, so go the Redskins. What's going on with him and kind of conversations you have with him?
You're correct. This kid came in here as a rookie and single-handedly raised the play of everybody on that football team his rookie year. Down the stretch he got hurt and things like that, came back this past year. I think at the end of the day, you can't put it all on his shoulder. You got to have some people around him. And I think that's the course we're in now. And this guy, man, he comes to the office always smiling, always got an upbeat. And you can tell his leadership character and the things that he got going for him that's going to take him a long way. Now, it's up to, like you said earlier, Pat, it's up to Bruce, myself, Rocco, and Scott, and everybody who's in that office to make sure we get together and put some people around this young guy. Because this guy, staying healthy, can do some things. He is a franchise quarterback, and I've had Tim sit down and talk to him, man, and from a leadership standpoint, we can't ask for a better guy.
Well, let's talk about that, because all your experiences, what would be your best piece of advice or a little bit of advice for Robert Griffin III? And have you, he sought you out to pick your brain a little bit?
We talked a little. I told him the most important thing is this. Not to try to put the whole team on his shoulder. Let everybody else work together. See, and I think that's what happens to a lot of these young guys. They feel like because of the pressure, with all the media and stuff, he can't worry about what people say. He got to worry about what he's capable of doing and what he got to do for his football team. And I think with the coaching change, Jay Gruden, I've known for a long, long time. Jay's daddy was one of my assistant coaches in Tampa. And everywhere Jay has been, Jay has done a great job coaching. And I think this is one of the best marriage that you can have, is have Jay and RG there together, because Jay going to be able to get things over to him that a lot of people probably couldn't. And then, he comes in and we talk about certain things. I'm going to stay out of Jay's way and Sean's way. I'm not doing the coaching, but I can help him off the field and just talk about real life.
There it is. Dougie, last thing for me, and it's always good to hear your voice. As you were talking, I was thinking of the last time I saw you. We were on a driving range in Tampa getting ready. I was Bruce Allen and old John Gruden were playing me and Tim Ryan, and you were
right.
Getting ready, and you were banging them. Now, I know you're raising $500 a person to play in that football game, but I bet you and Rip could get the big buck guys to play you two in golf, and you probably would kill those guys.
Well, I would like to think so, because I know Rip hits it a ton. If I got to be on the team, I want to be on Rip's team.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's a good point. But you know what? This is great to be on with you all today and to promote the Heart Health Foundation. And I hope everybody come out and have a great time.
Well, that's a good segue, because slots remain to play in the game and catch passes from Super Bowl champions. When you look at Mark Rippon and Doug Williams, the game is at Navy Stadium in Annapolis. It is on April 6th, and tickets to the game and the tailgate party are still available as well. All you have to do is go to www.hearthealthfoundation.org. Doug, always good to talk to you. Thanks for giving us a few moments, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road.
No, thanks for having me on. Appreciate everything. Thanks.
Good luck this year, Doug. Go Redskins.
All right, appreciate it. All right, Pat. Thanks.
Super Bowl MVP, Doug Williams.